The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
CCTV has finally been installed to catch dumpers in Dublin's north inner city, the city's worst litter black spots. Belvedere Place, Sherrod Street Lower and Summer Street North were selected to pilot the scheme. And the cameras are designed to accommodate what they call prevention, deterring, detection and prosecution of illegal dumping. But will it be enough to stop the persistent litter problems? Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times, has been writing about this and joins me now. Olivia, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Now, you've been to the north inner city many times, but recently to check out what the effect of these cameras has been. Can you give us the before and the after?
Yeah, well, I went along yesterday morning because the cameras are only in a few days now. So I was interested to see would it already have had an effect. And as you say, we're talking about litter black spots. We're talking about places where people come and just dump black bags, dump mattresses, dump all sorts of things. And those three streets where there are the cameras and well-signed cameras as well. So on each pole that has a camera, there's a large sign telling you you're being filmed and warning you that you're liable to prosecution if you dump. And it does seem to be having an effect. So there were no black bags, as I could visible anyway, that I could see on those three streets. There was on one street, Sherrod Street Lower, there was a bit of litter, but it actually looked like it had been blown there by the recent winds. We're talking about wrappers and a few bits of cardboard boxes, pizza boxes, that sort of thing. They may have been dropped by passers-by, but none of the sort of what we think of as fly tipping, as in the black bags and other bigger items.
Now, these people who tend to dump old mattresses, pillows, black bags full of their domestic refuse on the streets, they haven't gone away, you know, Olivia. They're still there. They're probably just putting it somewhere else.
Possibly putting it around the corner. Yeah, that is always the problem. When you put in these systems, they're only there where they're there. You know, they're only on that particular street. I think the council's hope and the council's stated hope is that it will act as a general deterrence, that people will start to worry, oh, if I'm doing this, maybe there's another camera that I'm not catching, that it'll have a wider effect than just these streets. And again, the council, this is a pilot program, so the council does hope to widen out the system. It'll be on more streets and in other parts of the city, not just the northeast inner city. But that, as we know, is where we have some of our worst problems in terms of dumping.
Now, there are no doubt repeat offenders. So suppose you do nab them, you catch them on CCTV and they're not, balaclavaed and hoodied, so you can identify them. And that's a second phase in this. You see them doing it, then you have to find out, well, who is that person who's doing it? Then you have to prosecute them. And if you succeed in prosecuting them, there's a fine of how much for littering?
150. That's under the Litter Act. It's a set thing of €150 if it goes to the courts. As in, if you're a non-payer and the council has to pursue you, then you're talking about €4,000.
Okay, so the person who is apprehended and is fined €150 and then doesn't bother paying, the council are then supposed to embark on a lengthy legal process where the person, perhaps of little means, will never be able to afford the fine. So, you know, is this more about optics than reality?
I think you could say a nicer thing than optics. You could say a deterrence. Like that's what the council is hoping it is. I do think they will have, you know, some success. I agree with you. They're probably going to have limited success in terms of prosecutions. But I think the cameras might be successful in terms of that deterrence. You know, it just might make people think twice about what they're doing. They plan to use car regs to actually sort of pursue prosecutions. What they're hoping is they'll see people driving up with those larger items like mattresses and that sort of thing. They'll get their reg and prosecution on that level might be reasonably straightforward. But I think the main thing in this is hoping that people will think twice when they see that there's a camera there.
Now, what you're talking about is this week's innovation, a pilot scheme with cameras in three different areas. But The peculiar thing is, it's not the first time that Dublin City Council has had CCTV observing litter lads. What happened with that initial effort? Why did it go wrong, and what's changed?
Well, they did this back in more than a decade ago. So in 2014, they brought in the cameras, and the idea then was they captured people who were doing dumping, and they made this big poster with 12 different people, their faces blurred, but you know they were dumping all sorts of things, and they made a big poster and they put that in various areas around the town. And it was very successful. The dumping just stopped anywhere where they had this poster. It said something like, "You're being watched," or something like that. The Data Protection Commissioner didn't like it. The idea at the time was that it was excessive, that it wasn't proportionate to what the people were doing. They took a few years to look at this, what the council had done basically put the mockers on all the other local authorities, because it was a general ruling then that the use of CCTV in those sorts of circumstances wasn't proportionate. So no local authority could do it then until legislation was brought in.
So
brought in 2022.
We had the Data Protection Commissioner bringing her, I suppose, standards to bear on this, because we know that when you have programs like Crime Call, you regularly see CCTV of people who maybe jump a counter or who shoplift, and that's up there for everyone to see in the program. It's kind of not naming them, but certainly shaming them, and their nearest and dearest will probably recognise them. What was different about the proportionality? Did the Data Protection Commissioner not believe that littering was a serious social problem?
Well, that is how it was interpreted, all right, was that it wasn't being taken seriously enough. And obviously, I think Dublin citizens, most of them, and the council certainly do think it's a social problem. They were very disappointed at the time because, as I say, that poster was successful and cheap too, because they were just taking the one set of data and putting it in various locations. It was decided that, you know, littering wasn't a big enough deal, as in the crime wasn't proportionate to the method that the council was using
it wasn't even a punishment. It was just a shaming even identifying people.
Exactly.
Only those who knew them would actually know them, if you know what I mean.
And even then, like, they were very blurry. You know, you would... Yeah, it was a grainy sort of CCTV. I don't even know if you could have identified anyone from it.
Now, did we do something then to change the law and get round the qualms, the queasiness of the Data Protection Commissioner on this?
Yes. So new legislation, as I say, was brought in 2022. Now, legislation, laws are one thing, but their application is another. So there was a couple of years then with the council going back and forward. I think the council has done a lot of the running on this that will help other local authorities in their rollout. So they would have gone to... They had ongoing discussions over a lengthy, lengthy time with the Department of Justice, with the Data Protection Commissioner, to try and formulate how this could be rolled out in a way that wouldn't infringe on people's rights as set down by the Data Protection Commissioner. They got their assessments, their data protection assessments done for these particular three streets as a pilot. And then the notion is that it'll be rolled out further. Yeah.
But are they going to poster again now that they've got around
They're not. That isn't part of the current plan. The current plan is, as I say, to use car regs to detect people rather than facial recognition. So it's really going to, you know, there will be some people who are walking up and dumping their black bag and walking away who won't be caught, but the hope is that they'll be deterred from doing it, because what the Data Protection Commissioner has said is that the council can use car regs to take prosecutions, but not pursue people from some sort of facial recognition. Is probably I'm probably overstating it, but from pictures of people's faces, say they can't identify people that way.
And do we know whether these cameras are live to a litter warden? The litter warden can say, in whatever street it might be, there's somebody doing
around
it now. I'm going to be on hand. It's one local area, so you could have someone nearby in an office would leap out and apprehend the person on the spot?
I don't know is the answer to that. I think it's probably unlikely, but I don't know. Now they do, they are concentrating some extra resources in this part of the city, as in there'll be more litter wardens patrolling. They're already on the ground, actually. They've been there the last few months, and you can see that there is an improvement in the area in general, but they are putting more resources there. But I don't know if it'll be sort of, you know, yeah. a sort of a live thing where someone will spring into action when they see the black bag hitting the ground.
Olivia, thank you very much for joining us. That's Olivia Kelly, Dublin editor of the Irish Times. Lots of comments coming in on this. The biggest issue are the orange clothes bin pods. They attract fly tipping around them, particularly so as they aren't emptied regularly enough. People think it's okay to dump carpets, bric-a-brac, furniture, old toys, etc. beside the clothes pods. It's a constant issue in and around North Dublin at those pods. Another one says fines for dumping are not high enough. Where do you think the undumped rubbish is now going? Bin collection needs to go back to being a free service for all, provided by local councils. Endless CCTV is useless box ticking as an alternative. I live in the Dublin 15 area, and every Thursday a person leaves their household rubbish outside the village. They do it during the day. It's a brazen behaviour. Upload the videos online, shame them against their neighbours. More money for the lawyer is a joke. It should be a minimum €500 on the spot fine, says John. Why do we struggle to manage basic public services like waste management? Our European peers are using underground waste bins that allow businesses and city dwellers to dispose of their rubbish. Yet this seems to be beyond us. Poor local government is responsible, so says Shane in Dublin. And time was, by the way, when you go back to Dublin City in the rare old times, and you had so many pubs dotting every street, and each one of them had a cellar down which the porter and the stout and the other drinks were delivered in casks. So an underground economy, if you like, was there before. Perhaps we could bring something like that back.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.